Exclusive: Illegal Alien Charged with Killing Elderly Man, Injuring Three Others in Florida. By John Binder on April 6, 2022. An illegal alien has been charged with killing a 72-year-old man and injuring three others in a drunk driving crash in Walton County, Florida, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. Jose Virgilio Carcamo Elder, a 42-year-old illegal alien, was charged with one count of DUI manslaughter, three counts of DUI causing serious bodily injury, driving with an expired license, and driving with open alcohol containers. The Walton County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Elver is an illegal alien living in the United States and that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency has placed a detainer on him so that, if he is released, they will take over custody. According to a report issued by Florida Highway Patrol, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Elver was driving drunk in Walton County on April 3 when he crashed into the back of another vehicle and caused an eight-vehicle crash as a result. Perry Adrian Cole, a 72-year-old resident of Palmetto Bay, Florida, was involved in the crash and rushed to Sacred Heart Medical Center in Santa Rosa, Florida, where he was later pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. Just weeks after a Haitian criminal alien brutally murdered a Florida husband and wife in Daytona Beach, another innocent Floridian lost his life at the hands of an illegal alien in Walton County. Governor Ron DeSantis's R office wrote in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News. How much senseless violence and suffering will Americans endure while the Biden administration doubles down on their reckless open borders agenda? They said. Three other Americans sustained serious bodily injuries in the crash and were taken to a nearby hospital. Eyewitnesses told officers that they witnessed Elver drunk driving when he caused the crash and then refused to exit his vehicle. When Elver rolled his window down, one of the eyewitnesses said the illegal alien smelled of alcohol. One officer said he witnessed Elver stumbling while walking and keeping himself balanced by holding onto a vehicle. Elver's vehicle was searched and officers discovered numerous open Budweiser cans. The illegal alien refused to take a sobriety test. Found on Elver was an Alabama driver's license that expired in January 2020. It is unclear how Elver was able to secure an Alabama driver's license as the state requires applicants to produce proof of American citizenship. As DeSantis's office noted, the incident comes just weeks after an illegal alien from Haiti was charged with brutally murdering 55-year-old Brenda Altman and 48-year-old Terry Altman while they were riding their bikes home in Daytona Beach, Florida. In that case, illegal alien Gene Robert Mason is charged with stabbing and slashing the Altmans to death as their bodies were found in a grassy area close to the sidewalk. The Altmans had spent the day enjoying the Bike Week festival. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.